Blog Talk Radio. along, and welcome to Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. They'll be up shortly, ladies and gentlemen. This is a beautiful song by the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, My Help Comes from the Lord. Man, I tell you, you can play that over and over again. I highly recommend you play that in your own time, and you'll love the song and the beautiful words that lift up the Lord each and every time we hear it. Welcome to Prayer Time with Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw tonight. Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you. Thank you so much. Just a few quick announcements before we turn this over to Bishop tonight and Dr. Crenshaw. We thank you again for joining us on the network today, ladies and gentlemen. Appreciate you so much for being here live, and those on the line, and of course, those listening later on. We appreciate you very, very much. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have you give out that number. You guys should be tweeting that number out on your network right now. At least 20 people in your network, 347-843-4559. I am convinced everybody on the planet, I think we're at 8 billion people, and every one of them needs prayer right now. In Jesus' name, amen. The number, 347-843-4559. That is the call-in number. Please put that out on your network, ladies and gentlemen, so people can either listen to this live or listen to it later on. And I guarantee they will be blessed, and they'll be edifying the Lord tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. That number again, 347-843-4559. And also to our scripture tonight coming up shortly here as well is Luke 17. For those who have their Bibles out, Luke 17, verses 12 through 16. We'll be reading those for you shortly here as well. Also, too, I encourage you to read the entire chapter of Luke 17 in your time of meditation and worship unto the Lord. It's a powerful word. And, of course, the Word of God is always alive each and every day. It is not just a book of words. It is a living book of words, ladies and gentlemen. So we're so excited about what God is doing in our lives today. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's give the Lord a hand cup of praise before we get started. We thank God for the power of God through Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. And we thank Him. Thank Him all right now. Yes. Yes, yes. Yes, Father, we bless your name tonight, and thank you so much for the opportunity to be here with Bishop and Doc tonight. Father God, we thank you for the man and woman of God and their family, and we just thank God for all the families that are on as well that are represented here tonight. Let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Thank you, Father. Amen. Amen. What a beautiful day. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, also, too, we'll be opening up the lines later on. We always like to hear your prayer requests. If you have a prayer request or a comment or question or even a praise report, we'd love to hear that from you later on. We'll open up the lines as Bishop and Doc allows that to happen later on. So thank you so much for that time as well with you tonight. And all you do is hit star one. I'll mention it again later on. Hit star one on your phone, and we'll be glad to entertain and bring you on, okay? Be a live network here. Thank you so much for that. Well, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise as we go to the Word. Here we go. Go to the Word. Amen. Yeah, Luke 17, 12 through 16. And as he entered into the certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves to the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. Amen. Matter of fact, I got to get the Lord a hand clap of praise for that. As they went, they were cleansed. I love it. Amen. And one of them, woo, man, just one of them. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice, glorified God. Isn't that powerful, folks? Oh, that's what we need to do each and every day, is glorify God for the goodness and his mercy and grace each and every day. And fell down on his face at his feet. Man, what a grateful servant there. What a grateful healer. The man that got healed was very, very grateful, no doubt, right? Giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. God is not a respecter of a person when it comes to healing and deliverance, I tell you, amen. And then Jesus answered, said, were there not 10 cleansed, but were there, let me read that again. And Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? Amen. Powerful right there. So God We just thank you for your word tonight, and we thank you for this wonderful, wonderful power of the word tonight in Scripture. Thank you so much for that. Amen. That was Luke 17, 12 through 17 I read there tonight for you. Well, amen. God bless you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, at this time, if you're just joining us around the globe, this is prayer time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. We're going to open up the mic for Bishop right now in Jesus' name. Bishop, thank you so much for being with us tonight. Amen. God bless you, sir.
Man, God bless you, Kevin. God bless you. We're grateful to the Lord once again that he allowed us to see another day. We're thankful. We give thanks. Tonight, we'll be praying for families. We'll be praying for safety. We'll be praying against violence and murder and crimes. We'll be praying for our nation for safety and security, God, in the name of Jesus. Only who can give us security is Jesus. Give us safety. He'll have his angels charge over us. We pray this night that as this election go on, that God will favor his people. God will move in a great and a mighty way, that he'll open our eyes and open our understanding in his word and know the prayers of the righteous avail as much. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from the wicked ways, then I would hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. Jesus is still in the healing business. He is a miracle working God. He is a right now miracle working God. He's the on time miracle working God. He never fails. He always, always, always come through on time. As we pray for the people of God everywhere across this world, those that don't know Jesus Christ and they come to know him as their Lord and Savior, we pray for safety all throughout this nation, God. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would test the minds and the heart of the people across this world, God. We need you as never before. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for all the things that you've already done. We thank you for your miracle working power. We thank you. You'll continue to work in miracles. We thank you that it's already done. God, we give you thanks in advance. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we glorify your name tonight. And Father God, now unto him who's able, oh God, to do exceedingly abundant above all that we could even think or ask. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. And Father, we call those things to be not as though they already are. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for our nation, God. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for our government. God, we pray for the government. God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we God, we trusting in you, Almighty God. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight, God, as you cover your people everywhere. God, to safety, oh God, safety, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over their lives tonight, God. We give you thanks, God, for your miracle working power. You're healing those that are sick. You're healing those that are afflicted. You're healing those that are wounded. You're healing those that are broken heart. Father, we give you thanks for it tonight. Father, we give you glory tonight because you're awesome, God. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for that family, Lord. God, you know every need in that family. You know every condition, every sickness, every ailment, God. We are Father God, in the name of Jesus, the weapon of our warfare, not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and pulled into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Father, we thank you for your miracle working power. We give you glory even now. God, we pray for those in the White House. We pray for the government system, God. We pray for the leaders, oh God. We pray for the congressman, God. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over our nation tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we are
We come against that spirit of violence. We come against that spirit of murder in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, against that spirit of hatred and envy. God, we come against it in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare your word. Safety for your people, God. God, we are safety, God, under your blood. We are safety and security in your word. And Father, we give you glory for it tonight. Father, we magnify you for it tonight. Father, we look, oh God, to you. We look to the hill from which cometh our help, knowing all our help come from you tonight. Father, we glorify you for it, Jesus. We praise you, God, even for the Senate goals, those that are running for election, God. You are able to do exceeding above all that we can even think of. And Father, we thank you tonight, God. We cast down that spirit of murder and crime and violence and evil and hatred. And Father God, give us a sound mind. Cover us in your blood, God. We thank you, God, we're living in the overflow. We thank you, God, we're living in the abundance, God. We thank you, God, we're living in this open door, God. We thank you, God, as you bless your people. God, open doors like never before. Milk and taking in their place in their lives like never before. Job opportunity coming to them like never before. Financial blessing coming to them like never before. Healing in the body, God. Healing in the mind, God. Healing in the finances, God. Father, we give you glory, God. We praise your name, O Heavenly Father. Lord, you said, God, I'm a shake out of the base. Oh, God, in the most sick country of the earth. Rain down on your people, God. Rain down the anointing of God. Rain down the word of truth, God. In the name of Jesus, we stand on your word. And we call it so even now, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We glorify you for it. We magnify you for it. We give you glory and honor today, God. Doors are being opened like never before. Opportunities are being made available like never before. Jobs are being available like never before. Healing is taking place like never before. God, in the name of Jesus, knowledge of your word like never before. Open our eyes, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Give us a spirit to eyes that we may be able to see. Give us a spirit to ears that we may be able to hear. And Father, we thank you tonight. We glorify you tonight. We look on our worship. We pray for that individual that is sick tonight. God, we pray for Melanie. You're restoring them, God. You're giving them strength, God. You're taking the pain out of the body, God. You're healing them. You're healing the wound of Melanie. We plead the blood tonight. We plead the blood tonight. Overflow your word, God. Overflow your anointing, Jesus, upon your people, God. In the name of Jesus. Opportunity like never before. God, we thank you, God. We are submitted to the court. We will not sit back any longer. We will not sit down any longer. But we'll move out in faith. We'll step out in faith. We'll move on you with us, Tata. We'll stand in the Kondova. We'll sit down in the Kondova. Your word says faith without works is dead. God, we are working in the core. We are working with the Asatala. Oh, God, bless your people, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray like Amaroba Kaya. We pray like Gabriel, pray, Lord. Oh, bless us in thee, God. Oh, Sunday of the Kondo, in your speaker, in the Kondo, our Sunday. Overflow, God. Overflow, God. Overflow, God. Overflow of blessing. Overflow of miracle. Overflow of blessing. Overflow of need of us. We are here. Here from the bottom of the heart. The sole of our feet. The crown of our head. We are sound-minded, God. In the name of Jesus. We speak, We speak on the Lord of hosts. We decree and declare your word. In the name of Jesus, it is so, God. We are walking the victory. We are talking the victory, God. We are speaking the victory, Lord. We are living the victory, Lord. We are living the overflow, God. You promise us, God, we will be ahead and not the tail, above and not beneath. And Father, we give you glory for it. You have made available to us, God, as people of God, as we obey your word, God. You will give us more than we ever expected. You'll give us more, whatever we ask for, God. You promised it to it in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight, God. We thank you for your people, God. We'll not take less than what you told us we should be. We will not sit back and say no, but we'll say yes to your word. We'll stand on your word. We'll decree your word. And we'll walk in the overflow. We'll walk in the overflow. We'll walk in the overflow. We will not take low-minded. We will not take solo-level condosia. Let it in a condosia. Let it in a condosia. Let's seek over God in the name of Jesus. The earth is the Lord. And the fullness thereof. It all belongs to you, Jesus. And we thank you, Jesus, for our portion, God. We thank you, Jesus, for our portion, God. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare so, and we thank you, God. Even now, God, it is happening according to your word. Continue to bless your people across this world. Oh, God, in Africa, God, in America, God, in Europe, God, in Japan, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, you move like never before. God, in the name of Jesus, we are not waiting on 2023 to happen, but God, we thank you right now in 2022. It's going to take place, and we give you glory for it. We talking about overflow, God, overflow of miracles, overflow of healing, overflow of finances. We give you praise for the open door, God, and the opportunity and favor is coming our way even now. It's running over, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen, Bishop. Amen. Thank you so much for that powerful, powerful prayer. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, if you're just joining us live or on the network there, that was the voice of Bishop John Crenshaw, who's praying for all of us right now. At this time, I want to turn this over to Dr. Crenshaw, Bishop's wife. Doc, thank you so much for being with us tonight.
Praise the Lord. Praise God tonight. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that powerful prayer coming from Bishop Crenshaw. Praise the Lord. I just, the scripture that's been on my heart is just very, very something that we're all, even when we're growing up in our younger years. Praise God, the 23rd song, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. As Bishop was praying, praise God, he began to decree and declare that we should be in a place that we would not accept less than what God has promised unto us. But the Lord gives us even encouragement through the Psalms of David that the Lord is our shepherd, that one that leads, guides, and he maketh me to lie down. The scripture says he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. That means, praise God, he puts us in a place of rest. There comes a time in our life that we must depend and rest in the Lord in spite of what's going on in our nation, in spite of what may be going on in your family, on your job. Praise the Lord. And Hebrews tells us in the 4th chapter, there remaineth a rest for the people of God. And we need to be careful that we don't come short of entering, and the key word is entering, into the rest of God. That means that we could be one step away from lying down in green pasture, in a place of rest, in a place of peace, as Bishop was praying for tonight, praying for peace in our nation. Now, we know that the word of the Lord has already said that there are going to be wars and there are going to be rumors of wars, but that should be an inner peace that's given to every believer. Why? Because Jesus said so. My peace I give to you. My peace I leave to you. Praise God. That is always a peace for the children of God in spite of what's going on. But we need to be careful that we don't come short of stepping into it. Praise God. And sometimes we just need to remind ourselves. As David said in the 23rd Psalm, the Lord is my shepherd. That means we got to make it personal. Oh, God, he's my Savior. He's my King. He's my Lord. Praise God. He's my lawyer. As Bishop prays tonight, he's my doctor. Praise God. Wherever you need God to be, that's who God can be to you. Praise the Lord. And he maketh me to rest and lie down in a pleasant place. Praise the Lord. We don't have to be weary. The Bible tells us don't be weary in well doing, but you shall reap if you faint not. Praise God, because the enemy is going to come in this season. Praise God to distract us in any way that he can with everything that's going on in the world. But praise God, we decree and declare tonight in the name of Jesus, there will be peace in your house. There will be joy in your house. Praise God, there will be deliverance in your house. Praise God, no plague shall come nigh our dwelling. The Holy Ghost, the anointing of God, the angels of God will cover your life, cover your children, cover your family, cover your finances. It is by faith. It is by faith in God and faith in the word of God that we continue to believe and trust him. Praise God. So shall his word be that goeth out of our mouth. Praise God, out of his mouth. It shall not return void, is the word of the Lord. Ephesians tells us, praise God, that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we are able to ask or think according to what the word of God, the power of God that is working on the inside of us. So be encouraged tonight. Rest in the Lord. Walk in the peace of God. Receive the rest of the Lord. Praise God. Be careful that you don't come short of just living a peaceful life, that your mind is at peace. I pray, God, that your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless until the coming of the Lord. God bless you. Back to you, Elder Kevin.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. What a powerful, powerful word, ladies and gentlemen. I trust that you got that word tonight. I tell you, I was taking some notes, ladies and gentlemen, on what Bishop and Doc were praying about and talking about tonight, about this peace. Oh, man, and the best way to share that with you, again, Doc already brought some scripture, and I was looking up another scripture as well in Philippians that most of you all know about, Philippians 4, 6, and 7. This is powerful, folks. Doc and Bishop just reminded me about this scripture as well. Do not be anxious. They talk about it a lot. Do not be anxious about nothing or anything, but in everything, prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests, and your requests should be specific, I believe the word is saying here, let your requests be known to God, because he already knows anyway. And the peace, that's what Doc was talking about tonight. That's what Bishop is praying about. The peace of God. Man, that's powerful, folks. It's just coming alive again for me. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. Man, I got to get out of my own understanding on this one. surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And Bishop and Doc talked about no matter what is going on, it doesn't matter what's going on, God will still give us that peace that we need for our homes and for our family and for our mind and soul each and every day. Wow, that's powerful, Doc. Thank you so much for that word tonight. And Bishop, thank you so much for that powerful, powerful prayer tonight on our behalf. I hope you all received that for your household and for yourself tonight as Bishop prayed over you. And Doc gave us a powerful word tonight as well. So thank you so much again for helping us on the network all across the globe. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we want to go to the lines. If you're just joining us across the internet, folks, this is prayer time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. We're just excited about them taking their time out to be with us and sharing this encouraging word and encouraging time to keep us motivated, keep us going, and keep us focused on the things of God each and every day. You can hit star one for those who would like to come on. Hit star one on your phone. That'll put you in queue, if you like, for prayer requests. If you have a question or comment or anything in that area, we'd love to bring you on. Hit star one on your phone. So we'll go to the lines right now so Bishop and Doc can hear from you guys tonight as well. And we're going to start off with Brother John. Brother John, thank you so much for being with us today, my brother.
Yes, thank you, Elder Kevin, for that opening prayer. Thank you, Bishop, and thank you, Dr. Crenshaw, for those words of wisdom. What a dynamic duo of the word.
Yes,
and
sir.
I want to thank everybody for praying for my wife in her time of sickness. She getting better. And yes. I want everybody to judge a little less and love a little more. This is a time of miracles. Give a little more, sacrifice a little more, and love a little more. And that's it. Amen. Amen. Thanks for the opportunity to even get on here and thank everybody and thank God for just those little tiny things that he promised us, and you know they're going to come through, not the way you want, but he always make a way. Amen.
Amen, Brother John. You got that right. The word of God is alive, as Bishop was saying, even now. Right now, the word is alive right now on his prayer. So we receive all of that in Jesus' mighty name. Ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw. We're opening up the lines right now. We're going to open up the lines for Sister Sarah. God bless you. I know she's excited. She probably got off her seat tonight. God bless you, Sister Sarah.
And you are exactly right, man of God. You are the message on tonight.
Yes, ma'am.
Has truly been a blessing. It's
yes.
been a blessing.
Yes, ma'am. Praise God.
Yes. I would really like to, first of all, just give praise and honor to where honor's due, and that is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And Bishop Crenshaw and the woman of God, it says in the word, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want.
Yes.
And the Lord puts us to rest. It's a peaceful rest when we're sleeping at night. And then he gives us the gift and performs a miracle of waking us up. So we are warned today about wars and rumors of wars and famines. But all I have to say is, look upon the hills of Jerusalem from which cometh thy help. Because thy help is from the Lord, which is the ultimate peace bringer. And I'm thankful on tonight for that word. I really needed it. And keep praying for the peace of Jerusalem and for people all over the world.
Yes.
That they may come and see the light of Jesus Christ. And that is my prayer.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Sarah. Amen. That's what Brother John was talking about, too. We pray for everybody, folks. Pray for everybody in your family. Lay hands on your family members and pray for your neighbors that you may not even know them, you know, in your neighborhood, but pray for them anyway. And we just thank God for the prayer time with Bishop and Doc tonight as well. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't want to leave anybody out that's online. Hit *1 on your phone if you have a prayer request, a praise report, or a comment. We'd love to hear from you as well before we turn this back over to Bishop tonight. Amen. Amen. But also, too, Bishop, I wanted to also ask prayer for our for people. I've been talking to people in our neighborhood, or just some of them are just lonely. We want to pray against that spirit of loneliness, and we're talking about for the believer and unbeliever as well. But there's some people that are just lonely, and we want to let them know the comfort of God is always with them. But we want to pray against loneliness for our neighbors and for our family members as well. And also too, even in my family, I want to pray for restoration of family members. Got some family members that are not even speaking. We're talking about cousins and brothers and sisters not even speaking to each other. So, Bishop and Doc, I pray for my family specifically and others as well that have family members that are not even speaking to each other and really don't have any reason not to to do that. But I want to pray against that spirit in the homes today where family members are not speaking together, and also the spirit of loneliness for those who feel that they're alone in this wonderful world that we have that Jesus has given us. So I want to share that with you as well. Ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. I want to turn this back over to Bishop at this time. Thank you, Bishop. Appreciate you.
God bless tonight. Well, Father, we thank you tonight as we pray for Elder Kevin's family. God, you're a miracle worker, Lord. And Lord, you said the righteous cry and the Lord hear it and deliver us from all our fears and all our troubles. And Father God, you are able to break down those walls of petition for every family that is not speaking or have some ought or against one another. Father, you are able to bond them so close together that you are able to destroy every yoke of the enemy, and you're able to pull down every wall that may seem high And Father, we thank you, God, that you're able to penetrate to every hard heart. And Father, we thank you for your word, because it's going to take your word to God to do it. God, and you give you glory. We decree and declare, because we believe your word, Lord, and we thank you for your word. And we take you at your word. And we have spoken your word. And God, we thank you for results already. We thank you, God, for that spirit man is being renewed every moment. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. Give them a new outlook on life. Give them the forgiving the spirit. Give them of a brokenness in the heart that they will love one another. Everywhere all over this world, bring them closer together. Father, unite families, unite neighbors, unite communities. Father, you do the work, and we give you praise. It's already done according to your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much. What a powerful prayer. I receive it for my family. I'm looking for some results here real soon. Amen. Amen. Bishop, I want to turn this back over to you for final close out, sir. God bless you.
Amen. We're grateful to the Lord for each and every one that's on the prayer line tonight. We thank God for you, and we are asking God for our favor upon your life as never before. Things that you thought was impossible going to start happening in your life. Instant. It's going to start taking place.
Yes.
And we give God the glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless
amen.
You.
Amen. Yeah, thank you so much, Bishop. Thank you so much. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, that's the voice of Bishop John Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen, praying for us, encouraging us, giving us the word that keeps us going each and every day. I trust that you received the word and the prayers tonight for you and your family and your community as well, in Jesus' mighty name. So we're very, very excited about Bishop and Doc taking the time out to help us out each and every day. They're making an impact all across the globe. So we thank you so much, Bishop and Doc, again, for your wonderful time. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're excited about another opportunity to be with you today. I want to share this, let everybody know that we're here, Lord willing, we're here every Tuesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the network with Bishop and Doc. We just thank God for the opportunity to use the technology where Bishop and Doc can come on and share with you all across the land. We talk about from East Coast, West Coast, North and South, people are listening. We're in 5 countries where people listen to Bishop and Doc on the replays as well, in some cases live. But we're excited about those who listen on the replays or those who are listening later. Thank you for supporting us. I want you to continue to push this out so people can get the prayers of Bishop and Doc and the wisdom of Bishop and Doc that will be needed and used all across the globe. So again, thank you, Father, for the opportunity to be here with you. In Jesus' mighty name. Hey, we got to go. Hey, it's a beautiful day. We want you to have a rest of your evening. Enjoy your rest of your evening. Have a powerful, productive, and intentional week as well. And we know God is almighty. We cannot praise him enough, but God is mighty. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the mighty one. He is the only one. And we got to remember to always praise him, continue to pray and encourage each other. Even when you talk to people out and about, wherever you're doing, encourage people in the Lord. Encourage people that they have a way of escape. And God will provide that as the Spirit of God moves across you as you talk to people. People need to hear from you each and every day. They need to hear your excitement, your faith, in some cases your story on the goodness of God. And believe me, people will listen. I was at Home Depot today and talking to a lady. We started singing. And then found out, of course, she was a Christian, but she just started singing in the Home Depot. So that was pretty good. But we got to be able to encourage people and just engage people and just do things a little differently. Because the enemy's not in charge anyway. God's in charge of all things. So we must be bold. We must use the word. We must continue to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, no matter who we are and what we do. So we thank you so much again for being with us. Hey, it's Elder Kevin Vaughn. We got to let you go. And Bishop and Doc, thank you again for being with us and everybody on the line tonight. And we want you to have an awesome, awesome rest of the week as well. Hey, remember to always out love, out serve, and out forgive each other. And remember that Jesus is Lord. This has been prayer time for Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. And the song I'll leave you with is J.J. Harrison, Lord, you are mighty, and yes, he is mighty. Good night, everybody. Enjoy the song. Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Thank you so much for your time tonight. God bless everybody. Praise the Lord.